Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I put out a poll about a half hour ago, a very simple one. Who has a better chance to save their season on Sunday and get a victory, the Jets or the Giants? And I think it's close because, A, you know, you look at the point spread. Basically, Vegas is telling you it's close. Obviously, the Jets are on the road in Tampa against the 2-0 Buccaneers as a six-point underdog. The Giants are at home. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's the 0-2 Chiefs, but the defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. And the poll was relatively close. But it basically agrees with me, which is I do think, and there's no bias here, the New York Jets have a better chance to get a victory on Sunday. And as I described in the open, it's more about the Chiefs than it is anything else.
Yeah.
I cannot see them beginning this season 0-3. And so I think both of you, all of you as Giant fans, should respect the results and not assume that I've just got a bunch of Jet fans who are mostly negative anyway. Saying the Jets.
I think we respect the results, but I do want to make this blanket statement now at 2:27 p.m. If the Giants do what a lot of people, including you, think is very unlikely on Sunday night, I do not want to hear any calls to Boomer and Gio, BT and Sal and us going, well, let's be honest. I mean, the Chiefs, they're not the same team anymore. If we're making this statement on Friday and the Giants actually do it, we're not going to throw cold water on that win. We all agree with that?
Well, yes and no.
I think a lot of it will depend on how they play. And what it looks like, and if they're dominant offensively again, then you're gonna give credit to the Giants.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to.
Well,
even if the defense is vulnerable at times, but if they win because their offense puts up 480 yards and no mistakes, then you're gonna say this is what Dave wanted.
But here's the problem with your blanket statement: why, of course, I cannot sign off on that. I can only sign up for myself. I will not do that personally. Okay. I, Evan Roberts, I swear to you. If the New York Giants walk away with a victory, you will hear praise on Monday because I believe the Kansas City Chiefs are still the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
I'm not one, and there are plenty, because we overreact to the NFL. We all do. I do it sometimes as well. I'm just not doing it with the Chiefs. There are people out there. There are people in the audience. I'm sure there are people on this radio station. I have not studied what every host has said, but I'm sure there are many hosts who say Chiefs aren't the same.
Yeah. Well, they're not the same.
Well, I think, well, okay, the same may not be the right term.
But they're still the Chiefs.
They're the Chiefs.
Right. They have their principal, who is Patrick Mahomes. They have their head coach. They have their offensive coordinator, Matt Nagy. They have their defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo. Like, they have everything the same except for a couple of pieces here and there, which may be throwing the train off the track a little bit.
Maybe, but they will win double-digit games, and they will make the postseason.
Yeah.
And even if they lost, I mean, would I move closer to saying, whoa, I may be wrong about the Chiefs? I guess. But all I can do, Sean, is promise what I'm going to say. I can't control someone calling Big Mac in the overnight saying, this doesn't count. The Chiefs suck. I'm sure someone will say that.
Well, that's my point. They're going to say it, but let's just keep that in mind, everybody, as you're listening.
But everyone has different opinions on who the Chiefs are. I think they are still a playoff team. I still think they are incredibly dangerous.
Oh,
I still think they have the heart of a champion. And so that's a big part of why I don't think the Giants are beating them on Sunday.
The Chargers are dominating that division right now, who the Giants have in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders feel iffy. Geno was okay in week one. He threw three interceptions in week two. Iffy. Denver feels, I don't know.
Overrated, yeah. I think would be the term I was looking for.
Probably the best way to describe them. And the Chiefs are 0-2, and they still feel like they're the second best team in the division.
All I'll say is if the Giants win on Sunday, I have no problem coming in here and really forget about ripping the Chiefs. I wouldn't do that. I'd give the Giants a lot of credit.
Yeah.
I think that would be a really, really impressive win. And like I said to start, I think it changes the trajectory of the season. That's why it's a savior season Sunday for both teams.
Right.
Because I think our view on the Giants looks very different if they can beat Kansas City. Now, with that said, I agree with the poll results that the Jets have a better chance to win this weekend. Do you, Teague?
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because I'm a homer. Let's be honest with you.
Wow.
Good transparency.
I saw an offense that was borderline unstoppable from the second quarter, midway through the second quarter on. And through the end of the game against the Cowboys. And I think that's what they want this team to be. I think that's what Dave's vision of this Giant offense. The Kansas City Chiefs are beaten down. They got to travel across the country. And they're playing a night game. So it's just, it's a different animal. And maybe Pat Mahomes rises to the occasion. Maybe Travis Kelce rises to the occasion. But I tend to like the home team. It's also because I know Baker Mayfield is maybe the most underrated winner in the National Football League.
So you gave a lot of good football reasons, but I got to walk you through what probably happened to a few people. We have a lot of people listening to us. Mm-hmm. A lot of people listen live. Some listen on the Odyssey app, but a lot of people live. There is somebody in their car right now, fan of the show, but they hate us at times, like especially when we say stuff they don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
There was someone in the car who, as I asked you, who has a better chance to win? You said Giants, you paused. There was someone in the car who screamed at the radio, "You're a homer, Tiki!"
Yes.
As you then uttered, "Because I'm a homer."
Because I know you idiots in the car. I know you overreacted Uber fans who never put on a jock strap to steal a Ryan Clark line. I know you.
Those are the lines you want to steal?
No, I'm just kidding, obviously. Like I know what the reaction's going to be when I say the Giants.
All
it's
right.
Like the reaction was when I said the Giants would have a better record than the
that
Giants.
Is true.
Currently, we have the same miserable record. So it doesn't even matter what Evan's question was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We decided to determine which team was going to have a better season.
Yeah, there are certain bets you make where the results are kind of funny, like off.
Like our game picks last night.
Yeah.
We all sucked.
We all sucked. At the beginning of the baseball season, me and Big Mac made Mets versus Yankee bets, and one of the bets was who will throw fewer innings out of the bullpen, Clay Holmes or Marcus Stroman. The score is 0-0.
Oh, yeah.
Stroman's not on the Yankees.
Right.
And I got to sweat through the final week to make sure Clay doesn't pitch an inning so it can end 0-0. That's kind of like the Jets versus the Giants record.
And it was intentionally regular season?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, you almost got screwed if a piggyback was reversed, huh?
Well, that may happen on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
I'm about to get screwed. Right, so you
better hope Manaea goes like 8 innings, you know, 3-hit ball. It's just amazing.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Seriously, then you go right to Edwin Diaz. Game over.
that's right. Who has a better chance of getting a win this weekend, Sean?
I believe the Jets do, based on the Buccaneer injuries more than I'm very worried about the Buccaneer injuries. Three offensive linemen out.
Gedeke, I know that Rich said in the update, he didn't say Gedeke either.
Gedeke went on the IR, yeah.
Yeah, so he's done.
Right. Well, he could
return. It's probably short time, but whatever. Yeah.
Well, he's done for the time being, because once you're on IR, you're out for at least four weeks.
And Kalaja Kansi has a defensive tackle out. That is a gaping hole Breece Hall can run through. So if you're asking me a better chance, I think the Bucs are very, very beat up on a short week themselves. I think they're very vulnerable.
You agree with that, Tommy?
Yeah, similar points that I would make. Also, the Jets upgraded a quarterback, and they did. And then he'll actually be able to throw the ball more than 50 yards. Total, and I think that I'm with you, Ev. Okay, Kansas City's not going on.
All four quarterbacks in this game, in these games. Pat's number one, obviously.
Oh, you want to rank them?
Who's number two?
Baker. Baker's past Russ. In terms of right now, not all time, obviously. Mm-hmm. In terms of the right now, I think it's Baker Mayfield 2, Russ 3, and Tyrod 4.
I think that's close.
It is
between
close.
Baker and Russ?
Yeah. I think it's close.
And we're not factoring in something else into this equation, too, in who do you trust more to win the game. The Giants are going to be playing the Chiefs and the refs, something the Jets will not be doing on Sunday.
Look, I get that. I'm not going to even argue with you about that. Even though the Chiefs had some calls go against them in the game against the Eagles, including some obvious false starts that were not called.
Good point.
And I thought about that. Like, as that was happening, I was thinking about all the conspiracy theorists who believe that the refs are always helping the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
But I get that. And I think sometimes in sports, specifically the NBA and the NFL, it's not that the flags are there to benefit the Chiefs. The flags sometimes benefit the star quarterback. Josh Allen gets calls that Tyrod Taylor is not going to get, or Justin Fields. And Tommy's last point is not that far off. I mean, I said this last year about Tyrod Taylor and Daniel Jones, and so I'd be a real hypocrite to not feel the same way about Tyrod Taylor versus Justin Fields. Justin Fields is a lottery ticket, so there's that hope he can be good.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what they've accomplished in this league, based on the certainty of each player, Tyrod Taylor is a better quarterback than Justin Fields.
Right.
So that is not crazy. That is not wrong. And like I said earlier, I'll describe it again. Tyrod Taylor has a higher floor, but maybe not the same ceiling.
Yes.
Well, guess what? We saw the Justin Fields floor in week two. It's really bad. I mean, Tyrod Taylor's not going to do that.
No.
So having a quarterback upgrade is not a crazy statement. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.